John Taylor is with us, another area of economic discussion, and he's with Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. We'll find out how the week is starting out, and it sounds busy, John.
It is going to be a very busy week, one of the busiest weeks in a long time. Not only is it the beginning, early stages of fourth quarter earnings season, a lot of companies reporting this week, but we just get a ton of data, and we know that data is really important because the Fed's trying to decide what they're going to do about, quote, tapering. Well, on Friday, the market was down a little bit, kind of a mixed bag. The Dow was down about 7 points, NASDAQ up a little bit, S&P up a little bit. Some very disappointing numbers in terms of the employment report from the government. You probably remember, I'm sure Mark reported on this, only 74,000 jobs created the month of December. But the unemployment rate fell, and that looks good as a headline, fell from 7% to 6.7%. However, if you look below that, the real problem is this. The labor participation rate, 62.8%. That is really pretty pathetic. It's up a little bit, but still one of the worst numbers in about 30 years. This week we'll get lots of data, including tomorrow. We'll get retail sales numbers from the government. Two reads on inflation this week. On Wednesday, the wholesale level with the PPI. Thursday, the retail level with the CPI. And, of course, some more jobs data on Thursday. And then on Friday, it's some report cards on the housing sector, housing starts, building permits. In the middle of all that, the Fed's trying to read the tea leaves and trying to decide what to do. Well, I know you're aware of what's happened with Target, the hackers that got into their system and stole about 40 million pieces of information related to customers' security codes and what have you. And now they say, well, it's worse than that, that there was another potentially 70 million people who were guest information stolen in the Target site. They say this is not a new breach. This is part of the forensic investigation they've done. And also other retailers reporting that they probably had data stolen also on Friday. Neiman Marcus said that the hackers may have stolen credit and debit card information. It's really affecting the retail sales numbers at a number of retailers, including Target. And in fact, they're reducing their forecast for the quarterly profit by about 25% because of the terrible headlines. The Detroit Auto Show starts today, and that's going to be very interesting for a number of reasons. For one thing, the CFO of General Motors said over the weekend that GM is, quote, the closest it's been to reestablishing a dividend. Of course, they've not been paying dividends since the financial crisis in 2008 when they were taken over by the government and bailed out. And also, for the first time ever, a woman will be leading one of the big three auto manufacturers, and that is Mary Barra. She was interviewed this morning on CNBC, taking over. She's the incoming chair. Person and CEO of General Motors, and that's a change also. And Volkswagen reporting that they're going to spend $7 billion in the U.S. to revive growth here. They say they want to get their unit sales up to 1 million by 2018. They only sold about 565,000 units last year. They're the number three world's largest auto manufacturer. They say they will overtake, based upon their plan, both General Motors and Toyota by 2018. To do that, they're going to revive their sales in North America. They're going to introduce a new mid-sport utility vehicle that will have seven seats, specifically designed, they say, for the North American market. They'll probably build a new plant somewhere in North America. They won't reveal where. But VW having big, big, big plans and going to invest $7 billion in the North American market to achieve that. And lastly, we've been talking so much about the Fed for the last several months. When are they going to taper? What are they going to do with quantitative easing? And we do know that in December, of course, the Fed did a, quote, modest reduction from $85 billion a month to $75 billion a month in terms of quantitative easing. Now the Fed says that they returned to the Treasury Department last year $77.7 billion in profits. Wow. That's off of the $4 trillion portfolio that they've accumulated through their quantitative easing program. The previous year, the Fed sent $88.4 billion back to the Treasury in terms of it's a record profit. So at least one of the things that's coming out of quantitative easing and all the free money that the Fed's pumped into the government and into the economy is that they're returning some dividends back to the Treasury Department. Maybe they'll do something smart with that money instead of just giving it away.
Hope so, John. And in studio with us, Ivy Owen of the Chaffee Redevelopment Authority. And I know that's been something you've watched closely in terms
Absolutely.
Of the success out there.
Give Ivy some of this $77 billion, and he'll do something with it.
He said he doesn't need that much. He can get a lot done with a little. Thank you, John.
Take care.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can visit with him right there, or you could call him if you wish, 479-782-2527. Or email John. And he uses some of the questions that you ask in his newspaper column. And he doesn't have to mention your name, but it would be good because he likes to get those ideas that you bring forward. And you could email him with those questions at johntaylor@sternag.com.